Namaste. Good morning. Welcome to our morning meditation. In the beginning, to support our meditation, I like to exercise with you some breathing techniques. So sit upright on a comfortable chair. Keep the head straight. And in the beginning, we want to inhale 3 times deeply through the nose into the belly and exhale fully through the mouth. Inhale completely and hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and exhale. And hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and exhale. And hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And with this exhale, let everything go. With the spine straight, concentration on the area between the eyebrows. Just close your eyes. Just accept the feeling that here and now everything is just all right. Open your mind and your heart, the essence of your being, to the infinite. Know that you are an individualized unit of this ultimate reality, immortal, eternal, with no beginning, with no end. With reverence and gratitude, we honor all saints and sages of all enlightenment traditions, and also the divinity in every sentient being, in every human being also. Especially we honor with gratitude our guru lineage, Mahavatar Babaji, Lahiri Mahasaya, Sri Yukteswar Giri, Paramahansa Yoganandaji, Roy Eugene Davis, and all their successors. Let your meditation be guided by your innate urge to be restored to your whole, complete fullness. Imagine that you are meditating in God, and God in you, as you. Just be reminded to sit upright, keep the spine straight, and concentrate on the area between the eyebrows. Just observe your breath. There is no need to try to control the breath. Just observe the natural flow and the rhythm of your breath. cool air while inhaling, warm air when exhaling. Observe your body. If there is any tension, just let it go. If you like, you can use a mantra while observing the breath. Just chant internally while inhaling. So, while exhaling, hum. So, hum. So, hum. So, hum. Just remember the significance of the mantra Soham. I am that. I'm pure consciousness. Soham. If any thoughts or emotions appear, don't give them any attention. just let them go. And come back to your breath and your mantra. So hum. When your thoughts and emotions are totally calm, peaceful, and serene, just put the mantra aside and rest in the deep silence. Stay alert and observe. Open your mind, your heart, the essence of your being to compassion, to friendliness, to equanimity, to gratefulness, to thankfulness. Imagine our blue planet, the Earth, with the more than 7.5 billion people on Earth. Imagine all the sentient beings on Earth and everywhere. Wish for their highest good. See them happy, healthy, prosperous, awakened to their true self. If you have someone special who you think is strongly in need, or she is strongly in need for help, for support, just imagine him or her in front of your eyes and see them healthy, happy, prosperous, awakened to their true self. See yourself healthy, happy, prosperous, thriving in all aspects of your life, awaken to your true self. Be firmly established in the truth that you have all the support in all of your constructive activities and God's blessings. Be open and grateful for the truth that in this material realm nothing is permanent, everything constantly changes. Let's chant Om three times together. Om. 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 At the end of this meditation, come slowly back to the here and now and open your eyes very slowly. Yes, you can stay into this meditation mood, in this silent mood, as long as you want it. Keep it over the day and bring it to everyone, everywhere, wherever you go. Roy Jean Davis wrote in his book Seven Lessons in Conscious Living about the fourth yama, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means godly conduct. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutras and in the commentary, Roy Jean Davis wrote the following. When all thoughts and actions are fully conformed to one's aspiration to be self-realized, physical, mental and spiritual strength is acquired. Brahmacharya, the Sanskrit word used in the original text, is godly conduct that is recommended for one who aspires to self-realization. When mental powers and vital forces are conserved rather than wasted, gross energies are transmuted into fine essences that strengthen the body's immune system, refine the brain, enlivens the nervous system, slow biologic aging processes, and greatly improve powers of perception, intelligence, will, and concentration. Worry, stress, and purposeless actions, compulsive behaviors, mental confusion, emotional conflicts, overeating, excessive fasting, addictive behaviors, excessive talking, lack of sleep, poor health habits, and toxic environmental conditions drain vital forces from the body. The fourth yama of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, which is defined as godly conduct. At the end of this meditation, I like to chant with you a small mantra. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all people everywhere be healthy, happy, and prosperous. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. 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 May all people everywhere be healthy, happy, prosperous. I wish you a wonderful day, and hopefully you have a little time to contemplate brahmacharya in your life. Until next, namaste.